Hey, pardon the pun. We can drop the mic on this one.
Good.
Man. Mike. Wow. I kind of wish that was your mad pick of the night, man. That jam. Whew. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know that you and I, we tend to gravitate towards like rhythm and blues and soul and... We tend to, we go that direction, but we still like to play the everything else, to give you that perspective. But I mean, this kind of music just, like I said, my son, when he was really young, he asked me to play the music with no words, and I had to ask him about it. And what do you mean the music with no words? And I finally figured out he was talking about like jazz and blues stuff where they didn't sing. Yeah. And so that's always been a staple in my household. So, I know William and I, we kind of are like-minded as far as that kind of stuff, but we still want to expose you to everything else along the way.
No question about it. It's something, Dr. Demery, on our Boomerang Radio show, and we've got to revisit this too, the power of music, and I think that...
Frequency?
Yeah, it's really underestimated to the point of...
Yeah.
People love music. I talk to dozens and dozens and dozens of people, you know, throughout the month when I'm out shopping or whatever it is, right? And I asked the question. I said, "You like music?" "Oh, absolutely." And I also asked, "What type of music do you like?" Overwhelmingly, Mike, the people that I'm in contact with says, "I like all types of music." And I tell them, I says, "You know what? Then I have the station for you." A good friend of mine owns the station. Okay. and you know, I happen to have his card in my pocket, you know, with the QR code.
Scan this.
Scan it. And he said, "Okay." Now, I set the whole thing up when I walk into the store or whatever establishment it is. I purposely have my station playing on my phone. And often, Mike, more than you know, people say, "Wow, where's that music coming from?" I said, "Yeah, I happen to know the guy that owns the station. I happen to have his card." So I have so many different approaches.
You know, it's odd that you bring up what you just said, where you talk to people and they, "Oh, I like all kinds of music." And a lot of times I take an Uber because when I'm playing clubs and stuff, I like to have an adult beverage.
Right.
And I don't want any problems with the popo. And so I'll take an Uber and I'll always ask them, they'll be playing some music in their car. "Oh, hey, that's cool music. Do you like music?" "Oh, I like all kinds of music." But here's the crux of it. They say they like all kinds of music, but they only listen to one style of music.
Ooh, interesting.
We brought up on the Boomerang, I think this past week, we brought up, there's a station out here in Southern California in San Bernardino County called K-Frog, which is a very country station. Uh-huh. And they play the same 12 country songs every hour. Boom, like clockwork. Same song. And people, they tune into that. But they never get perspective on other music, and they only listen to that. Or there's a jazz station out here that I think comes out of Riverside, and they only listen to that.
Right.
They won't expand their horizons. They won't look into other music. And I, again, as I've said in the past, you're doing yourself a disservice. There's, as we played here tonight, there's so much out there. Why do you want to pigeonhole yourself into one little dinky little hole when there's so much else going on out there?
You know, you are exactly right about that. And I often say, and you've heard me say this. Can you imagine? You have so many different songs out here, and they all tell a story. I mean, folks, Can you imagine you going to school and your class was only 10 minutes long? You know, and that'd been so cool, right? And you learned so much in that 10 minutes or 5 minutes. And most of these songs are like 3 to 5 minutes or so, but it tells a story and it's a life lesson. And it's also motivating. What I want to share with the audience, and Mike, you and I and Dr. Demery and Ann and Dr. Sims and Danny, Tisdale, Brother Tisdale, how are you doing, brother? The cause and effects of music. I know you guys say you love music. Have you ever thought about the cause and effects?
Why? Why do you love music?
And what does it do when you listen?
Because it makes you feel good.
Yeah. And music can have even adverse effects as well.
We've talked about that, yeah.
Oh.
Music is part of the frequency band. And there's frequencies out there that can cause you harm, that are used as weapons. Just ask the military. And there's the good side of that is there's all this music out there that is in a certain frequency range that makes you feel good, even if it's a sad song.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when you're sad and you listen to a sad song, somehow it makes you feel better because now
you have company.
A commonality with that sad song. And I don't know how this works. I've got some psychology classes behind me, but I'm not a pro like Dr. Sims. But sometimes listening to sad music when you're sad somehow makes you part of that group. And by being part of that group, you know that you're not alone.
That's right.
In that sadness.
That's
so
it.
So it's not like I'm standing on the hilltop naked with the lightning strikes and the rain falling on me. No, you're not alone because other people have had these experiences. They've had to go through it. And if they can go through it, so can you. So a lot of times, even sad music will mm-hmm. make you feel better.
Right. Remember in California, was it those, what kind of parties were this? Was it marsh pits or something like that? And they were playing this, and people were just doing crazy, crazy things. And a lot of people, more than enough people died at those marsh pits. Remember?
Yep.
And it was all
slamming into each other, and then somebody falls on the ground, they get trampled, you know, they get their ribs shoved into their lungs. They're done that. There's a place out here called Glen Helen Park.
I know.
Glen Helen has a huge amphitheater, and I worked that as with the sheriff's department for many years, and I've had to pull people out of that mosh pit many times. Some of them made it, some of them didn't.
That's right. More, yep. This is an artist
it's
coming.
It's almost like they get into a trance.
That's it.
They
music.
Don't care about anything around them.
Music. Okay. Now mix that with a little alcohol or whatever you're indulging in. You put that music together. That may not be a healthy cocktail. And folks, we'll talk about more of this on the way back. This is
almost a boomerang discussion.
It is. You know what? We've got to do this soon. Real soon. I'm serious about that. Huh. I've got some ideas. Thank you. This artist is Demola. Have you heard that artist before, Mike? Demola.
Demola. No.
He is a violinist and brilliant. Check it out. Mad Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
Give it to us, William.
Hey, let's do it. And I'm going to skip this one. This is Demola. Hey, yeah. Hey, we're back. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. Mike, I wanted to share that with the audience. I'm not sure how many of our listeners ever heard of this gentleman. He was born in Lagos, Nigeria. And the strangest thing, before I looked up his bio, somehow I knew that he was from Nigeria. I don't know. It could be the name, Demola, D-E-M-O-L-A. If you guys like, violins, I love all instruments, especially if they played in the style or they play music that I really love. I remember being in, the band and orchestra, you know, growing up, and my specialty, and I got a scholarship for playing the trumpet. And I also played the sousaphone. I played around with the, trombone, and the French horn. I just love the brass instruments, right? And my, music director, he said, William, I think you need to play trombone. I said, no, I want to play trumpet. He said, okay. Mike, 3 or 4 years later, I picked up a trombone and it blew me away that I could really play this thing. And, you know, oh my goodness. And sometimes you need to listen to the adults in the room. But the thing about it is, the violin, a lot of people look at this in an orchestral setting. You know, and, but the thing about it is, a violin can be sexy too. It can be harmonic. It can be, high school and middle school, music director, the late great Mr. Joe Kennedy. And I mean, this man was outstanding.
Funny how you always remember the names of those people that really made impacted you,
right,
as a young adult. You don't remember all your teachers' names, but there's certain ones that you just never Mr. Llewellyn. Mr. Llewellyn was my junior high school. I played B flat clarinet and tenor sax. And Mr. Llewellyn was this quirky guy, and he was funny, but he was strict. He didn't put up with any nonsense, and he could play every instrument. I wasn't in the band. I was in the orchestra at the time. And he could play every single instrument that we were playing.
That's amazing. Well. That's incredible.
Bless his soul.
That is absolutely incredible. And man, I tell you,
I gotta throw one more thing in there, William. Behind his back, Mr. Llewellyn, disrespectfully, but with love, we'd call him Sweet Lou. we had a nickname for him, Sweet Lou.
Well, you guys, guess what? Maybe you guys thought that was disrespectful as a joke or anything like that. But you know, that's kind of,
it was really with love. I mean, the guy was really wonderful.
Admiration, Sweet Lou. That tells me that Sweet Lou could play.
Oh, he could play, and you never called him Sweet Lou to his face.
I bet you wouldn't.
Out of respect.
And that's crazy as hell. That is crazy. Hey, Mike, I'm going to play this one right here coming up, and then we'll come back with another one of your mad picks. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy this show, or if you have some requests, why don't you send them in to us?
Tell us, and tell us why you hate us.
No.
I know why, because William talks too much.
I know. You know, I've heard that before, Mike. As a matter of fact, my brother told me, he says, look, when you have guests on, see, Mike is not a guest, Clayton. Okay. But when you have guests on, let them talk. If they don't want to hear you, you want to hear them. I agree with him. Okay.
See, so you need some of those ACT-RIGHT pills. And you know, last week I told you I ordered up like a 60-day supply of ACT-RIGHT pills.
Okay. Are you taking them?
1995, and I got my shipment last week.
Uh-huh. So Dr. Sims,
you know what they sent me?
What they sent you?
My 60-day supply of ACT-RIGHT pills.
What did they send?
They sent me a couple of big bags of M&Ms with peanuts.
I told you. So you got conned by Dr. Sims. That's what happened.
but I like the chocolate.
Is this one of yours? Johnny Kim, I just got paid. I think this is one of yours that I stole. I think so. Yeah. Woo, I like it. Hey, Mike, I'm not taking any act right pills because I don't want to act right. Nope. Ain't taking them.
In order to fix your problem, you have to understand you have a
Got a little money in my pocket. Hey, girl. What you want to do? Holla. Having a good time, baby. You hanging with me, WB, Wild Will, and Mad Mike. Coast to coast. And around the globe. Wow. I just got paid. Hey, welcome back. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, Jackie, she's in Maui. And listen, she says, wow, I just got a fire emoji here. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that means that we're on. Look, don't worry about sending the fire department. we're already burning the house down. It's just too late. We'll claim it on the insurance. Okay. All right. Let's do that. This one right here. Miley Cyrus. Faithfully.
This is a live performance. This is really good.
I know.
Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. I'm sending all my love on the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line has been you and me. Loving the music, well, it ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh yeah, you stay on by me.
Hey,
I'm forever yours. Faithfully.
The audio quality, but this is a live performance from the Chateau Marmont Hotel featuring Ryan Betty.
Yeah.
Faithfully.
So like, faithfully. The audio, not that all day, but we can feel what we think.
Alright, you do know these words. They're on that. It's low. Over and over again.
I like it.
You can watch the video on YouTube.
I am watching it.
Doesn't that strike you, William, that it was unscripted?
What?
Doesn't that strike you that it was unscripted? It wasn't a performance. She just happened to be there. And
it was.
It
you know what? Oh, I'm watching the video, and she's getting a standing ovation. Standing ovation. Now, Far Cry.
She's at a hotel. This is not a venue for performances. Oh. She happened to be at that hotel, and she felt
nailed
like
it.
Singing. So yeah,
nailed it.
This special coffee loophole took me from 1 to 4.
Look, okay, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, do we have to hear from Trump again?
No, we do not. No, we do not. Absolutely not. We'll talk about that on the Boomerang Radio Show, okay? You'll get my opinion in. I'm not going to pour salt in my Kool-Aid right now. All right. Well, I'm not going to do that. Okay. At all.
You better pour some of that Act Right pills.
No, I am not taking those. No. You know why, Mike? Because I don't want to act right.
We noticed.
Ain't going to do it. Now, Miley Cyrus, I love her. Far cry from her dad. Billy Ray Cyrus, one of the songs that I hated when it came out.
Breaky Heart.
You
oh. I knew it.
Nothing. I don't care. Hey, Mike, I got something for you right now. Okay.
Oh, far from making breaking heart.
B.B. King.
Here's the music.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guitar, man. That's why Mike doesn't give out his address.
The thrill is gone, baby. You know, the thing is, even the witness protection the thrill program is gone away from me.
I know.
I'm that far in the weeds. I'm off the grid.
Man, Mike, Wild Will. To coast. And around the globe.
Come
the thriller's gone. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the iconic B.B. King. And I say iconic for a few reasons, Mike. And that is because I think in many, many ways he set the standard. It always go back. Oh, is that Sister Rosetta Thornton? We can go all the way back, but in modern day history, as far as music is concerned, I think B.B. King was the cat that really, really just came out and set the foundation.
It's hard to pick one because there's so many contributors. It's almost like you have streams of water that come out of the mountain.
Right.
And then they contribute to the river, and then the river goes to the sea. But you had all these contributors.
Oh, yes.
To stuff. And it's really hard to say, well, you know, the Beatles created rock and roll, or B.B. King created rhythm and blues, or jazz and blues. You can't do that because it was a creation from the masses.
Oh, it absolutely was. And
all these different contributors making it what it is today. And it just, everyone did their sort of like a group effort. So they all contributed a little something, little something, little something. And they created that whole pie that we see today. And B.B. King was certainly a large piece of that pie.
Right.
But he wasn't, I'd love to say he was a whole piece of the pie, but honestly, you can't.
No.
He was a piece. He was a big slice of that piece of pie. But there were so many others, including the gal that you mentioned just a few minutes ago. You sent me that wonderful video on her. I had no idea. I was clueless how much she contributed to music and arts.
You're right. We can't. Let me see. Let me put this the way I'm going that I want to express to the world. All of these people were contributors. And now, when it first started, then we had the foundation. And someone started music, and it goes back beyond music here that came out of this country. Music has been around for thousands.
As long as man has been around, they've been beating drums and creating beats and mm-hmm. playing animal bones. They made flutes out of them.
It is absolutely
incredible.
They would
take hollow animal bones so they could play sounds out of the hollowed out animal bones. So I mean, this goes way back to the inception of mankind itself.
Right. I think the perfect word there is evolution. How?
That'll work.
Yeah. Man is involved. Music has evolved. And you look back on some of these old recordings. I'm going to advance it all the way up to the old recordings. And some of us who had, like Mike had, these Wi-Fi or hi-fi, albums and stuff like that, you know, going all the way back, you know, like the vinyl stuff. Mike, you know all about that.
No, I had clay stuff. I had stuff that was 78.
78? Well, you know, 45.
78, and they were clay. You had to be careful with them because if you banged them or whatever, they would shatter.
Oh.
And so we had the clay 78s, and then we had 33 and a thirds, the vinyls. And
yeah, 45s.
For the singles, we had the 45s where you had to put the little squirrely thing in the middle. To make it play on your regular Wi-Fi record player.
High five.
So you had 78s, 33 and thirds, and 45s.
Right. And you know, and what we thought was great sound quality was great at that time. And then now you advance all the way now to 2024 and how the clarity, you go back and listen to what we heard on some of those songs then. And how is recorded? Man, Mike, Man is genius.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
Man is genius.
And it's all a good thing. Yeah.
It is a great thing. We can develop all these great products and evolve into all of this great stuff. Yet we haven't figured out how to get along.
If we could just fix our government
hey,
to be of the people, by the people, and for the people, that would be a great monumental task if we can just get our government to actually represent the people.
Well,
and
then
I don't
we
care
need
which side of the aisle you're on. You can stuff it.
Yeah, but we can talk about that.
The government should be for the people.
And you know what?
The masses deserve that kind of representation.
Hey, Mike, like you said, no matter what side you're on, and somebody, we did this on one of our shows, we need to stop electing idiots.
Yeah.
Amanda, 11-year-old, this is one of yours, Mike. She got a golden buzzer. I don't remember her.
Olivia, we meet again.
Hello.
Hello, my lovely.
This is from British or Britain Got Talent.
And then I said, we would love you to come down to Britain's 11. Got Talent because her mummy and nanny wrote in and said that she had the most amazing singing voice and that we should see her. Are your family here?
I'm here with my mummy, my nanny, and my daddy.
Oh, this is just adorable. I don't care.
Olivia,
who you are.
Tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 11.
Where are you from?
Bath.
How are you feeling?
A bit nervous.
Heart and pumping.
Yeah.
And what is the song?
Defying Gravity.
Do you feel okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Deep breaths, Olivia.
This little gal, she nails it too.
Good luck.
Come on, Olivia.
First arrive at St. Jude, it was just Claire and I. She was still recovering from her brain surgery, and side effects of that surgery meant that she had to relearn how to walk and how to speak.
You can join the battle to save lives by supporting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
2 months after we arrived, my 3-year-old came to visit, and Claire lit up. She was quiet before, and I thought it was just because cancer's hard. But she was really missing her siblings, and I didn't realize how much.
All right, young lady, we're going to see how much you weigh and how tall you are real quick.
Mama, hey,
Claire, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live.
Sorry, everyone.
When
we got a commercial that snuck in there.
With your credit or debit card right now, we'll send you this St. Jude t-shirt you can wear to show your support to help St. Jude save the lives of these children.
I experienced life at St. Jude. Every dollar that goes to St. Jude goes to a good place. It's keeping families together during the hardest thing they'll ever face.
The first thing I'm gonna do when I get home is pet my dog.
St. Jude saved my daughter's life.
I love St. Jude.
Please, go online right now and become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today.
From a personal perspective, they do a wonderful job. William.
Did Harvard University just find a way to restore crystal clear 20/20 vision without glasses, contacts, or surgery? The best part? This incredible new technology doesn't just improve the clarity of your distance and reading vision. It can help eliminate floaters, relieve the pressure of glaucoma, and target the progression of retinal detachment, cataracts, or macular degeneration.
It happened again,
and
Mike.
Because it doesn't require expensive drugs or painful...
You got gremlins big time. There we go. Thank you, Eric.
She gets a golden buzzer. The audience is on their feet. I just love music, Mike. I love it, man.
I love that.
The golden buzzer, Amanda. Oh, boy.
I don't know. It just fills my heart.
Man, great music. Mike, can you believe this? Wow. Hey, bro. We used to say that Monday Night Madness with me and the professor who graced us for over 4 years was the fastest 3 hours in radio. And I cannot believe the time here, man, because this has been the fastest 3 hours and extremely enjoyable to me. I hope that the audience love this as much as I did. I can't speak for you. We've had great shows, Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast, and I want to thank you, my brother, for bringing just joy and happiness to this network. And you do it a couple of times a week on this show, our show, Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast, and also on the Boomerang Show. And what a welcome, welcome, welcome addition. I'd like to know, I want the audience to know, Mike, do you know we've been graced and blessed going into our 10th year?
It's a good thing.
It's a great thing because we are not controlled by anybody except for that CEO. You know him, okay? Mike, he's a good guy. He's a real good guy. I want to welcome thank the audience. This is a showstopper. This is an artist that we had on a few times on his network. And it's the artist, this artist, like many other that we do, especially on cultural excellence, folks, you don't want to miss that. We showcase brand new up and coming artists that you may not have heard before. And Mike, I think you might want to put this one into your rotation right here. Al Davis, Taiwan, and Gita Jones. And I've had the pleasure of meeting these gentlemen. I've had the pleasure of meeting them. And Gita Jones in person. Al Davis and Taiwan looking. Hey, Taiwan, did I meet you in Florence, South Carolina? I believe I did. Al Davis virtually. Gita Jones in person. I know that for a fact. Good friend of ours. Good friend of this network. And an amazing, amazing artist. This gentleman, in the span of 10 years, has put out 13 albums.
Whoa. It's the king of third round blues, Gita Jones. And we back.
It's called
back
Country like Boys, Mike.
I need to represent all them country boys. No matter where you from, where you at, raise one hand up.
Raise one hand.
If you ready, I'm ready.
Hey.
Let's go.
She don't play about a time. Better not waste it.
I love this.
Oh, you a lucky, lucky man.
Mad Mike, wow, we're coast to coast, folks.
She likes them country boys from Alabama. Ooh, we just so happy as I live in Alabama. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I told her I put my boots on one at a time.
One at a time.
So what's it gonna take for me?
I know, Mike, I know you like this. Hey, so am I. You just can't see it. Gentlemen, you've been listening to Mad Mike while we're coast to coast. Woo!
You know,
hey, stay tuned.
Every now and then, we still need that conversation with somebody that we love.
Thank you for listening in. He said to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Let's have a conversation.
Keep it locked. No need to go anywhere. We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're the finest in broadcasting.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, Mike, thanks, buddy.
But it won't be that way for long.
That's what he told me, y'all.
He said time won't wait on nobody. Take it from an old man and listen to what I say.
He said one of these days, one of these days,
one of these days,
this'll be the good old days. Be the good old days, and you'll be old and gray.
Big Mel,
I think about the times when me and my grandmother would have conversations when I had no other. She said, I know that you're young, but I'm so proud of you. And don't let life keep you down from the things it'll take you through. But listen here, when you're lonely in the midnight hour, remember trouble don't last always. And one day you'll look back and say,
he said one of these days,
one of these days,
oh yeah,
this'll be the good old days. This'll be the good old days, and you'll be old and gray.
He said time ain't gonna wait on nobody. Take it from an old man and listen to what I say.
He said one of these days,
one of these days,
this'll be the good old days. This'll be the good old days, and you'll be old and gray.
DeMastro.